This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. He will participate in PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Varanasi. In the evening, Prime Minister is also scheduled to witness Ganga Aarti at Dashwamedh Ghat before performing puja and darshan at Kashi Vishwanath Temple. After a night stay in his constituency, Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Akashvani correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Narendra Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for the third time. PM signed his first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi, reflecting the commitment of the government towards farmer welfare. In continuation of this commitment, he will release the 17th installment amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi through direct benefit transfer. So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than rupees 3.04 lakh crore under PM Kisan. During the event, Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women of self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with the objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur, chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said, Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, Metis and Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required. He said that strict action must be taken as per law against the perpetrators of violence. He said central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. Home Minister also reviewed the situation in relief camps, especially in respect of proper availability of food, water, medicines and other basic amenities. Mr. Shah directed Chief Secretary of Manipur to ensure proper health and education facilities for the displaced people and their rehabilitation. BJP has appointed state election in charge and co-in charge for the ensuing assembly polls in Maharashtra, Haryana, Jharkhand and Jammu and Kashmir. The party has appointed party leaders Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwini Vaishnaw as co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. Party leaders Dharmendra Pradhan and Biplab Kumar Dev have been made state election in charges for Haryana for Jharkhand assembly election. Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been appointed state in charge and Himant Biswa Sarma as co-in charge. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has been given the charge of Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections. USA National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Sullivan briefed Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the initiative on critical and emerging technologies such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, defense, space, among others. Prime Minister Modi expressed satisfaction at the speed and scale of the growing bilateral partnership in all areas and the convergence of views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier, Mr. Sullivan met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi. After the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar said that a comprehensive discussion was held between both sides on a broad range of bilateral, regional and global issues. Russian President Vladimir Putin's upcoming visit to Pyongyang marks a significant diplomatic move amidst rising global attention. The announcement by North Korea's Central News Agency has sparked intense speculation about the strategic implications of this meeting between Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This summit will solidify Russia and North Korea's military partnership, potentially altering the regional balance of power. A U.S. State Department spokesperson yesterday described deepening military cooperation between North Korea and Russia as a trend of great concern. And in the T20 World Cup cricket, New Zealand cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Papua New Guinea at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad last night. Opting to bowl first, New Zealand restricted Papua New Guinea to a mere 78 runs in 19.4 overs. New Zealand chased down a target of 79 in just 12.2 overs, with Denway Convis top scoring with 35 runs off 32 balls. West Indies will take on Afghanistan in the last group stage match at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.